Here we are in Este, the ancient Ateste, from Atesis, the river Adige, which flowed in this area until the year 589 AD, after which it broke its banks on numerous occasions, causing the riverbed to move south by 20 kilometers or more. If you have followed the indications on the map, you should find yourself in Piazza Maggiore. Place yourself next to the enormous lions supporting the pole in the center of the piazza and look around you. The first thing you notice is the strange shape of this square. It is really an L shape, made up of the piazza itself, appropriately called Maggiore, and Via Matteotti, a spectacular street that ends at the magnificent tower of Porta Vecchia that you can see in the distance. Via Matteotti, with its porticos, shops and open-air bars and restaurants, has always been closely connected with the piazza where civic ceremonies are held, as well as markets and celebrations like the Caccia al Toro, the bull hunt. It is this piazza, and not the older one around the cathedral, which you will visit later, that is the heart of the town. It is this commercial square which, from the Middle Ages, gave Este its vital impulse. And this energy is still alive with the dozens of businesses, boutiques and shops under the porticos of the old town, a real covered shopping area. Now try and get your bearings. On the left of Via Matteotti, facing the piazza, there is a small Gothic-style building in red brick with a portico and pointed arches of different dimensions. Can you see it? It dates back to the 14th century and from the 19th century until now has housed the Gabinetto di Lettura, a meeting place of the rich and the cultured in the city. Its library has over 50,000 volumes, among which many incunabula and 16th century editions, as well as the Estensi collection, which documents the history of Este and its territory. To the left of this building, on the eastern side of the piazza, is the town hall, with a clock on its gable. An inscription on the facade recalls Garibaldi's speech to the city, which he gave from the first floor balcony. On the opposite side of the old tower, near where you're now, you can get a spectacular glimpse of the Carrarese castle, with the Rocca and the Estensi Mastio high on the hilltop. The local lord, Alberto Azzo II, founding father of the Estensi family, lived here around the middle of the 11th century. This is the reason the Estensi took their name from Este, even if the family moved to Ferrara in the 13th century, where they achieved their maximum splendor. Now walk towards the tower with its magnificent central clock at the end of Via Matteotti. The Carrarese, the lords of Padova, arrived in Este after the Estensi family. They enlarged and consolidated the castle to what it is today. Then, in 1405, Venice acquired the city and made it into a resort for holidaying, but also a place of intense artistic craftsmanship. From wool to the ceramics, which are still famous today. Can you imagine the thriving markets that were held on this porticoed street? Continue walking while listening to the music.
Thank you.
Have you arrived in front of the tower? Now go under it, and you'll find yourself on a bridge. Look at the canal. There was a small river port here once, even if you would never think so given the water flow today. The whole of Este was encircled by canals which connected it with Monselice and Venice. This track ends here. The next track should be listened to in front of Este Castle, so turn off your MP3 player now and go there. You have all the time if you want to relax in a cafe before listening again. If you wish, I would suggest a short deviation to be followed without my company. It is the Duomo in Este, the cathedral. Open out the map and retrace your steps along Via Matteotti. At the corner of Piazza Maggiore, turn left into Via Marconi. You will come out in Piazza Trieste with the adjacent Piazza Trento, both recently restored. Then, taking Via Cavour on the right, you'll arrive in the area of the Duomo, where there was the old built-up area of Este. It is really worth your while to go into the church. Behind the main altar is a majestic altarpiece by Giovan Battista Tiepolo, considered to be his greatest masterpiece of religious art. It depicts Saint Tecla, to whom the Duomo is dedicated, praying for the liberation of Este from the infamous plague of 1630. The painting is also interesting because it includes a view of Este as it was at the time. On the other hand, if you prefer, you can go towards the Basilica delle Grazie, another place of worship in Este, where there is a beautiful icon of the Madonna. Getting there is easy. Go back to the Piazza Maggiore and take Via Principe Umberto on the right side of the piazza, and follow it to the end. Enjoy your walk and see you later. You should start the next track when you're right outside the entrance to the Atestino Archaeological Museum.